My name is Uncle Drank.
Afternoon, my friends. Any room for a gentleman, gentlemen? Blendy again, distilling up some of the wondrous worldly adventures of my bestie, Uncle Drank. Once again, I am joined by Brian Kelly.
What's up, Drank fans?
Now, when we last left off, Uncle Drank was facing a songwriting lawsuit brought on by a camp of Waylon Jennings over the publishing rights to his song Handjob at Happy Hour. The trial began in September of 75. Of course, Uncle Drank's fans, the Merry Dranksters, didn't make the trial easy.
Order in the court! Does anybody hear me banging this thing?
That's what Uncle Drank said when he slept with your mother.
Will somebody get these filthy, vulgar beach bums out of here? For the love of Christ, order! Now bringing to session the case of one Waylon Jennings versus one Uncle Drank. Gentlemen, this is easily one of the dumbest cases I've ever seen on my docket. But I'll say, I sure am excited. It's not every day you get to work on trials with country stars like Waylon. Late as love, outlaws? What a record, man! I mean, me and my wife, we used to...
Objection. The judge clearly has a bias towards Mr. Jennings' music.
You can't object me, counselor. You can only object what the prosecutor says to a witness or to me.
Right. Sorry. This is my first real trial case.
Jesus, Drank. Where'd you find this guy?
He got me out of that timeshare I signed up for last year. Who knew the Salton Sea wasn't a cool place to hang out anymore?
We are wading through a shit river with no sandals on, buddy.
You're my manager. You should find the lawyers. I get in trouble, and you Colonel Tom Parker me out of it.
Blendy, why was Waylon coming after Uncle Drank's money for this hand job at Happy Hour song?
Well, Ryan, it was payback for the time Uncle Drank disrespected him. Case was not pretty.
Did you know that I almost sued a band that called themselves Florida Cleveland Line? They didn't realize that those areas don't even border each other. Anyway, tell me about the trial.
Why is there a goddamn blender in my courtroom? Anybody?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Party foul. I thought a shaker would be distracting. Margarita?
Somebody, please, tell me what in hell is going on here.
Your Honor, there is an unspoken songwriting law in Nashville. Say a word, get a third. Now, Waylon Jennings is seeking back-end royalties and full publishing rights to this song.
Objection!
On what grounds?
I'm not really sure.
There's an objection somewhere here.
Oh, for crying out loud, that's enough. I'm awarding all rights and ownership to Waylon. Get out of my courtroom.
And then after 2 weeks of marriage, Rita left him.
His third longest marriage ever.
Please don't go!
You lost everything, Drank. Damn it! Why are you always so leisurely? You're not Tommy Bahama. You woe is me crap with your puka shell necklaces.
I don't know, Rita. Leisure is my middle made-up name. Hey, listen, before you split, please don't take my blender.
What? This piece of shit only has 14 speeds. The place where I'm going has a 39-speed Cuisinart. With reversible blades, bitch. 19 buttons. See you later, loser.
We sure dodged a bullet there, Blendy.
You know what? I never liked her anyway, Drank. She really pushed my buttons. You get it? Pushed my buttons with the... come on, Uncle Drank. Cheer up.
Yeah, sorry, old buddy. I'm just gonna have to make all that money back on my new album.
Tell you what, why don't you toss some bananas and rum into my head, huh? And let your good pal Blendy blend your troubles away.
You're a good pal, Blendy.
Huh? Bananas and rum in my head?
So after the legal fees and the divorce, Uncle Drank made the second record called Beachhead? Is that right?
That is true. So now listen to this. One day Drank wasn't feeling the laid-back vibe in the studio, so he goes down to the plant nursery in Key West and ships in 2 tons of beach sand into the studio to create a tropical vibe.
Oh, like when that beach boy Brian Wilson put sand in his living room under his piano?
Yes, but Uncle Drank put sand everywhere. You know how some people put sugar in coffee?
Sure.
Uncle Drank put sand in his, and it worked. He wrote his new record in weeks. It had Biggest Dock on the Lake, Hillbilly Hall of Fame. I've never seen a pair like those. Sand in my crack, I like my snapper like I like my neck, red, One Day Sober, and Beachhead. Great album.
I love the song Hillbilly Hall of Fame. My dad said in high school that was his prom night anthem.
I want to be rocking in the Hillbilly Hall of Fame. People would know the things I've done and celebrate my name. Hunting and fishing, drinking and dipping, how I spend my days. And I'll be a star when my guitar's hanging up in the Hall of Fame.
That song became his third top five single, and then he expanded his interests. I thought he should have invested in a startup called Apple, but he invested in a restaurant with a guy named Charles E. Cheddart.
Uncle Drank, my name is Charles E. Cheddart, and I'm in the restaurant business. I see a big opportunity for us, one that could make me millions of dollars and you hundreds of thousands of dollars or less.
I'm listening.
Franchising is the future. I have a dream to one day open a restaurant where kids beat the shit out of each other while playing video games, roll wooden balls into machines that spit out tickets for prizes that are worth less than the tokens you put into them. You mix in a creepy giant mouse in a plushy costume walking around with pizza that is guaranteed to give you dysentery and shitty beer for the parents. And I'm talking gold mine. But that's not what I'm here to talk to you about.
Well, what are you here for?
Look, you represent something that Americans all want. Not giving a shit. Sleeping off beach buzzes. In a word, leisure. I want to create the first ever spring break inspired chain restaurant. You see, research shows that when given a choice between studying and partying, 100% of the college kids choose partying. The drinking games, the margaritas, and I want a restaurant with your face on it that represents just that.
Charles, that just might be the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm talking loaves of onion rings for the table, fried calamari, waiters on jet skis. That's what I want to bring to the people. We call it Uncle Drank's Totally Hammered Bar and Chill.
Will I have a lifetime running bar tab?
Does a one-legged duck swim in a circle?
Where do I sign, Chuck?
So that's how Uncle Drank's chain of Totally Hammered Bar and Chills got started. Later, everyone copied him. Buffett, Kid Rock, Toby Keith. All of them learned that you can make a whole lot of money by serving balls of grease with a side of country music. Drank even wrote a promotional single called No Shoes, No Shirt, No Health Code.
No shoes, no shirt, no health code. I take my lunch out in the commode.
Gotta tell you, I love the bacon catfish waffle at Blake Shelton's Bar and Grill in Gatlinburg. But I'm done opening restaurants. My dream is to open up a barber shop with Luke Combs. Guess what I'm gonna call it?
Luke Combs?
Is it that obvious?
It was 1975, and Uncle Drank was absolutely killing it.
Hey, Uncle Drank, phone call for you. It's Cheddart.
I got it.
Hey, Drank, you want to expand the restaurant to this new city in Florida where they're building? It's called Orlando. Could be big.
Sure, but hasn't Orlando been around since the Middle Ages?
Can't get a damn thing past this guy, sharp as a tack.
Anyhow, let's get going on that new merchandise. Clamshell bras will be huge, trust me. What woman doesn't want a man looking at her chest and thinking about mollusks?
You got it, Uncle Drank.
Florida man does well. Uncle Drank has become one of the biggest country stars in America with a string of hit songs and restaurants.
And the favorite country artist goes to Uncle Drank.
Uncle Drank has another hit song.
We are excited to bring an Uncle Drank's Totally Hammered Bar and Chill here to Salt Lake City. Grab your wives and head on down.
Let's pound some clams. If you're tired of those highfalutin mall restaurants, try Uncle Drank's Bar and Chill. If you're looking for a chef with minimal scale, try Uncle Drank's Bar and Chill. No dress code, no health code. Enjoy your ice cream a la commode. No shoes, no shirt, don't forget to flirt. It's good old Uncle Drank's Bar and Chill. I'd like to announce a new menu item at my Totally Hammered Bar and Chill, the Dolphin Loaf. 6 pounds of onion rings molded into the shape of a bottlenose dolphin. Don't forget, tastes better when you're totally hammered.
Yep, the 1980s was a decade of excess, and no one lived it more than Uncle Drank. While some people only had one Sea-Doo, he had nine. While some people wore regular Speedos, Uncle Drank had Speedos with two beer holders on the side like a gun holster. He was living lifestyles of the rich and stupid. He even launched a new catchphrase, one where he asked his audience to see, well, their beer cans.
Tell me your pants. Either the ones under your shirt or in your pants. Maybe come on down and we can have some plans. Tell me your pants.
Meanwhile, his restaurant was expanding and his tour was grossing millions. Everything was working out. Many young musicians began copying his style. Do you know that Wham was originally called Clam? George Michael wrote a song about a canoe called Wake Me Up Before You Row Row. The record company made them change their image. Damn fine band.
So when did Hollywood officially come calling?
Around 81. See, initially Uncle Drank was asked to record the theme song and voiceovers for the Dukes of Hazzard. You can actually hear that demo from the studio sessions online.
We have speed. All good in here. All right, let's go. All right, Uncle Drank, let's try the theme song once more from the top, please.
Hey, I was actually thinking I might change some of the lyrics, yeah? Make them more, you know, me.
Listen, time is money, man. I can give you one take at most, all right? Let's go.
But tape is free. Just a good old beach. Never leaving the beach. Pop a natty light, it's a beautiful sight, and I eat a banana and a peach, sink my toes in the sand.
Look, Drank, this show is about two backwood kids running moonshine for their uncle. It has nothing to do with goddamn bananas and sand. Do you understand me?
Yeah, well, maybe it should. I mean, what if we actually did a Florida version of this? Like I have this idea for two slick Miami guys, but instead of shine runners, they're like drug cops, but they're cool.
Yeah.
One guy's white, one guy's black, and they dress in white suits and pastel shirts with alligator shoes. And that's great.
Yeah. that'll never work. Let's go with the Wailing track.
Are you telling me Uncle Drank came up with the idea for Miami Vice? Philip Michael Thomas was my dude.
He sure did, but he sold the rights to cover a bar bill. And that taste of success encouraged him to move to Hollywood. Uncle Drank and I got all caught up in the LA lifestyle. One night, Gary Busey and him snorted coke off Busey's dog, but they had to shave him first. Anyway, things were getting crazy one night in 1984 when Drank was throwing this massive party.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Uncle Drank, I knew you Gulf boys partied, but not like this.
You know what Florida stands for, don't you? F-L-O-R-I-D-A. Fucked up, loud, orgasmic, rowdy, incestuous, dildonic animals. The Lone Star State. Florida.
Ow, you know, I'm not sure I followed that at all. Hey, it's 7 in the morning, man, and you're out of rum. So me and Richard Pryor here are gonna call it a night.
We got no more cocaine. We got no more rum. I fucked all the bitches up in this motherfucking goddamn motherfucking shit.
What? No way! Hey, I'll make a run to the liquor store. Hang out!
You okay to drive, Uncle Drank?
Does a dried out deep water halibut have flaky skin?
Jesus Christ, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
I'm gonna be rocking in the Hillbilly Hall of Fame. And a ran or something. And a ran. Well, ain't this an oil spill in Montego Bay? Shit. Is there a problem, officer?
Yeah. License and registration, please.
What did I do?
Well, I don't know. We could start with the fact that there's a blender full of rum and a seatbelt in a passenger seat.
Yeah, I was in the car, too, for some reason. I told Uncle Drank not to drive, but you know how it gets. I would have driven, but I don't have feet. Or hands, of course.
All right, get out of the car.
So the cops ask Drank to do a field sobriety test. He walks a straight line, then does the alphabet backwards. Perfectly.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA. Motherfucker. Yeehaw! Woohoo! Suck on that backwards alphabet.
We got a guy here who just blew a 2.4 like nothing we've ever seen.
Now, it turns out the police were recording the arrest on this new reality TV show called Oink. What followed would become the most famous thing Uncle Drank ever said.
Are you inebriated, sir?
I'm totally hammered!
Cuff him.
Yep, that recording of him yelling,
I'm totally hammered!
Became the most bootleg tape in America. It was like Cornell 76 for deadheads, but bigger. The slogan was printed on Fraternity Rush t-shirts, beer glasses, cozies. Even when he was getting arrested for a DUI, Uncle Drank managed to turn it into a magical marketing moment.
I remember that, even though I was only four. My uncles used to tell me that at barbecues.
Yep, no matter where you went, you heard people yelling that phrase. It was the Baba Booey of its time. You heard it yelled in 1984 Olympics.
Greg Louganis, the great gold medal hope on the high dive. Here he goes to take over the lead.
Oh, a heckler has sent Louganis off the board. He just cock slaps the water. That is going to cost him a ton of points.
You can't describe that as a cock slap.
At President Ronald Reagan's second inauguration.
Well, when I ask my fellow Americans what they want to hear from me, well, what do you think their most popular response is?
Even at the famed recording session of Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
Okay, guys, I need a line after Feed the World. Let them know, ba 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 ba. I need a lyric. McCartney, nothing. Sting, nothing. What about you, Bono? Anybody have a lyric idea?
I'm totally fucking hammered!
Yeah, I'm not sure if that works.
Anyway, Uncle Drank and I spent the night in jail. He called Hayseed. He called his ex-wife, Rita. But nobody came to pick us up. Finally, the one guy who was willing was his drummer, a recovering drug addict and Uncle Drank's sand caretaker named Barney Cole.
Barney Cole? Like Barnacle, right?
Exactly.
I was Uncle Drank's drummer and personal sand caretaker for over 15 years. See, deal is, he brought sand with him everywhere, and I oversaw it. I mixed sand, bagged it, legally transported the stuff across state lines for Uncle Drank's shows. I was like the Pablo Escobar of beach sand.
Barney Cole had one goal in his mind, to get Uncle Drank cleaned up.
Why do I have a feeling that didn't end well?
Well, because you're 100% correct.
Pleasure to meet you, Uncle Drank. I'm a big fan.
Boys, I'll make sure the next time I play the Greek Theater, the entire LAPD is backstage. Shoot, you can be my groupies. They're called the groupers. Like the fish, which means they can hold their breaths for a long time, if you're picking up what I'm laying down.
Here's your stuff, Uncle Drank. Oh, hey, your blender's here, too.
Boy, am I glad you're okay, Blendy.
You don't know what those men tried to do to me in there. Take me home. Don't ask me any questions. My high speeds are off limits until further notice.
Hi, Uncle Drank.
Who are you?
Who am I? Are you serious, man?
Sorry, kid. Last few years have been a bit of a bender and a blender. You know what I mean.
Well, I'm Barney. See, I'm Barney Cole. I toured with you last year as your drummer. We went to Tokyo together, remember?
I went to Tokyo? Huh.
Dude, you remember we got arrested at the airport trying to smuggle bananas into the country. You remember that? Come on, Drank. We got kidnapped by the Yakuza. Dude, they cut off one of my fingers, one of the ones that I like, one of the ones I find very useful, the one I point with. They cut that sucker off. You convinced me to get that Garfield the Cat tattoo on my back. Man, does any of this ring a bell? I mean, I love lasagnas, but Jesus Christ, I do not need a Garfield tramp stamp, brother.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Barney Cole. Wow, man. You look different.
Yes, sir, I do look different. That's because I got clean and sober, man. I'm in a program now. I've changed everything. I'm with a group called Alcoholics Anonymous. I lost 60 pounds. I even got married. I've turned it all around. I want you to meet me. This is my beautiful bride. This is Penelope.
It's pronounced Penelope. Did you not know that?
No, I did. I promise.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Barney says you are very talented.
Penelope. One of my favorite names. Are you aware that the name Penelope has six of the same letters as the word pineapple?
No. I never really thought of that.
It's true. Two P's, two E's, an N, and an L.
I love that.
Well, what do you say we get you on home, Uncle Drank? How's that sound?
Yeah, sure. Wait, where's my car? Nah, screw it. Who cares? Take me home.
So, Uncle Drank, I was thinking it'd be great idea if you came with us to an AA meeting.
What kind of meeting?
Well, see, it's a meeting amongst people like us. People just like you and me who may have a bit of a drinking problem.
Drinking problem? My only drinking problem is when other people tell me not to have a drink. Then we got a problem.
Please, just listen to me, Uncle Jack. Just hear me out. You come check it out. They got donuts. They got coffee. You hug people. You share stories. And you
let me in.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ. He just jumped out of the car. That's the same thing that happened when I did this with Asselhoff.
Wait, so Uncle Drank just jumped from a speeding car into PCH traffic?
Yeah, he was like a sand crab crossing the highway. He got down to the beach and just sat there for hours. He looked out into that Pacific Ocean and wrote the song Party Foul right there.
Well, when you take a piss on a spinning fan, that's a party foul. And when you French kiss Cousin Dan, that's a party foul. Well, we all get a little goofy. It's in our DNA. And when the fellas get a little boozy, that old Rubber goes in the lake. But at the end of the day, can't have a bona fide party without a few party fouls. Party fouls. Without a few party fouls.
Later that night, right after Uncle Drank got home, he had a visitor.
What? Who is it?
It's me, Penelope.
Pineapple.
I'm sorry, Uncle Drank. Barney has no idea I'm here. He also doesn't know I hate AA meetings. Can I have a drink?
Yeah, I don't know why people would go into a room where there's no alcohol. What would you like?
Actually, do you have that blender from earlier? I make a killer banana daiquiri. I even brought my own bananas.
Oh, I like this one.
Me too, Blendy.
So Uncle Drank stole Penelope from Barney. Barney was furious at first, but he later realized that he was, well, he was the drummer, and Uncle Drank was the star. And sadly, that's just the way things go sometimes. Ask Steven Adler. Barney and I got into a fight when he snuck into Uncle Drank's trailer 2 days later.
So Uncle Drank thinks he can just steal Penelope and just get away with it? No way, brother. Not on my watch. I'm gonna show his ass. Where's that stupid blender? Aha! There it is. See, this isn't so impressive. I mean, what's the point of this thing? Look at it. You just put something in it and it blends it up. Big deal. Me, I get by just fine with a rolling pin and a cheese grater.
Back off, pal.
Whoa.
You heard me. Only one man has the right to use me, and that man is named Uncle Drank.
Cotton Murphy! Man, it's weird. You do talk. See, all these years I thought Uncle Drank was BSing me. All these years when he mentioned he had a talking blender and... Lord!
Do yourself a favor, Barney. Put me down and back out of the trailer before I slice up your hand.
Hey, easy. Easy, man. I was just gonna... All I was gonna do is I was just gonna clean you, that's all.
Get out. Don't make me come over there.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. What is it, Barney?
I don't even want to talk about it. It's too... He made a cuckold out of me. Uncle Drank stole my girl, Blendy.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm sorry to hear that, pal. But he's irresistible. Ladies seem to love his man boobs, his paunchy physique, his skin tags, and his male pattern baldness, and alcoholic genes. Look, he's quite a catch.
Yeah, you're right. He's a stud. He's like the Gerard Depardieu of America. How am I going to compete with that, man? How?
Well, you could always throw a little rum and bananas in me and let Blendy take your troubles away.
Oh, thanks, man, but see, deal is, well, I'm newly sober. Few months now, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Get out! Get the hell out of this trailer. Now! You can't spell so bored without S-O-B-E-R, Barney. Just get out of here. Poor guy. But dang if he doesn't grind my gears. Eventually, Drank and Barney worked out a deal. Barney would let Penelope and Uncle Drank get married, but Barney would retain his job as Uncle Drank's drummer forever. And after Uncle Drank disappeared, Barney had a rough go of it.
The wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
If you don't mind, I'd like to share today. My name is Barney Cull, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Barney.
Hi, y'all. I'll get right to it. Well, you know, years ago I was touring the U.S. as a drummer for the legendary country star Uncle Drank.
Oh, I'm totally hammered. I'm sorry, man.
No. Thank you for your share. Very touching. Anyhow, I woke up after a night high as a Georgia Pines on tequila. Married. Thing was, I was married to an old baseball glove. I had been so intoxified that I'd begun a sexual relationship with the first baseman's mitt. Granted, it was a Steve Garvey signature model, but that's not the point. I had been making love to a mitt. That's how far I'd fallen. And worst thing was, I cheated on her with the catcher's mitt. She's rougher, but such a deep pocket.
Oh, okay, thank you, Barney. Yeah, okay, who's next?
I'm not done, if that's cool.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
I want to be a rockin' in the Hillbilly Hall of Fame. People will know the things I've done and celebrate my name.
So Uncle Drank had a new bride, but he wanted to give something back to charity. He started to become jealous that he wasn't asked to be in any of the 1980s charity songs that were super popular at the time.
Like some We Are the World shit? Shout out to Lionel Richie. That mullet was tight back then.
Exactly. He wanted to start a charity of his own. He had one idea, and it was not a great one.
Yeah, what is it, Uncle Drank? Look, I'm serious. Arrests, shotgun weddings... You need to get your shit together, man. It's 1985. The world is changing. I just got a self-rewinding VCR. It's amazing.
Hey, Seed. I had a breakthrough last night. I want to do a charity song and video to raise awareness for people who are not being recognized for their greatness.
Well, this is actually refreshing to hear. What do you want to raise money for? Apartheid? Starving kids? Orphans? AIDS? Starving orphans with AIDS? A leprosarium for unwed mothers? What is it?
Well, think about it, man. How many dudes don't have arms and can't, you know, pleasure themselves or haven't learned to do it with their feet yet? We're going to raise money for them. Call it Hand Jobs Across America.
Are you high?
What? Hell no, I'm drunk. Hear me out, A-Seed. It's like Hands Across America, but instead of spreading our hands out across the land, we spread our hands and grab each other's, you know, flesh flutes.
Who's going to pay to put on that event?
I will. And then, get this, we make one of those quilts.
And this was the biggest failure of his career, right?
No, but close. First of all, mostly men showed up.
What do we do, man? Who's in charge? What are we doing here?
Okay. Hello, my friends. We are here to raise money for dudes who do not have arms and are unable to pleasure themselves. All right, let's get naked and line up, boy, girl, boy, girl.
There are only two girls here, Uncle Drank.
There's like 550 dudes.
Well, screw it. We got to play through. This is for charity, people. I want everyone to just grab a dong, hold it, feel it. Look at it like this. Grab yours all the time. This will be a new sensation.
Hey, man, this sucks. I'm out of here, man.
Wait, don't leave. I'm totally hammered.
We're out of here.
No. Hey, what about the merry dranksters? What about you guys?
Yeah, we love you, Uncle Drank. This isn't for us, man.
After that, Drank was dropped by his label. So he went back to Florida and partied.
Respect the game.
Penelope was pissed. She took a page out of Willie Nelson's ex-wife playbook and... When he passed out, she sewed him up inside his bed sheet so he couldn't get out.
What the? Get out of here! What?
Bye-bye, Uncle Drank.
Wait! Pineapple! What? Where are you going? Why am I stuck in this seat?
I can't live like this. I have to get back to my parents. Maybe start dating my high school science teacher again. This was a huge mistake.
What? Wait, you dated your high school science teacher?
My Laura will be in touch.
So that was the end of that marriage and his time in Hollywood. And then his restaurants got some bad news.
Hello?
Hey, Uncle Drank, it's Charles Cheddard.
Hey, man, everything's still clear sailing?
Not exactly. Look, 20 patrons in Orlando got sick from the clam potatoes, then 6 people almost died in Atlanta after eating the truck stop tilapia. We have problems, man. Have you turned on the news?
What? No.
No shoes, no shirt, no hair coat. I take my lunch out in the commode.
Local restaurant Uncle Drank's Totally Hammered Bar and Chill was hit with a flurry of food poisonings today in what was being referred to by state officials as Clamgate.
Wow, bad time to be Uncle Drank, huh?
So 1985 came to an end with Uncle Drank dealing with divorce number 2, his restaurants in ruins, and a failed charity event. Then, after moving back to Florida, stuff got even crazier.
Who is it?
Hi, Uncle Drank. My name is Puka. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm pretty sure I'm your son.
Uncle Drank, Dad, are you okay?
So a young kid shows up out of nowhere claiming that Uncle Drank is his dad. Uncle Drank was in bad shape. Luckily, he had a few more hit songs in the chamber. We'll save that story for next time. In the meantime, as Uncle Drank said, stay totally hammered and don't squat with your spurs on.
I want to be rocking in the Hillbilly Hall of Fame. People would know the things I've done and celebrate my name. Hunting and fishing, drinking and dipping is how I spend my days. And I'll be a star when my guitar's hanging up in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame.
The Ballad of Uncle Drank was created and executive produced by Jared Goodstadt. Original music and soundtrack written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jesse Siebenberg, Zach Selwyn, Brian Kelly, Bill Mark, Jeff Peters, Uncle Cracker, and the Audio Chateau. The series stars Will Sasso, Brian Kelly, Luke Wilson, Kinky Friedman, Chelsea Lynn, and Billy Zane. Additional acting roles by the Audio Up Players. Written and directed by Zach Selwyn, with additional writing by Jared Goodstadt and Chris Case. Co-executive produced by Zach Selwyn, Sam Winter, and Jesse Siebenberg. Editing and sound design by Jesse Siebenberg. Produced by Jordana Glick-Fransheim, Richard Riegel, and Nate Glassman-Hughes. Additional legal affairs by PJ Bloom and Kate London. Uncle Drank is a production of Audio Up, brought to you by SiriusXM. Listen to the Ballad of Uncle Drank soundtrack on Pandora, SiriusXM, or wherever you get your music.